The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We're back for the second hour. This is Alan Ellis, and our co-host is going to be right with us here shortly. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but across the room. But oh, I see what it is. She's enjoying part of her breakfast. Hi, Robin. Did we catch you? It's all good. Let's talk to Scott in Joppatown. Morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Alan. Just called to say hi. I've got a bass tournament this morning over here with our club.
I got it.
And I wanted to fill you in. I don't know if you've heard or not, but, you know, we, myself and Roger and other members of the Bass Nation and the Bass Advisory Committee lobbied for a bill this year that would allow a check-off box when you renew your fishing license, and you can make a voluntary donation to a black bass conservation fund.
Right.
And the good news is it passed.
That's wonderful.
So we're just waiting for the governor to sign it, and we're hoping that a lot of folks will maybe pitch in a couple bucks and we can raise some money to do projects such as habitat enhancement, stocking, and education. You know, on behalf of black bass conservation,
sure.
make Maryland an even better place to come to go bass fishing.
That's great, man. That's great. Well, I got to tell you that there's a word of caution in the bass fishing world these days, and I know you're aware of it, and that's the Alabama bass invasion.
Right. Yep.
This is apparently a subspecies of bass that is very, I guess you could call it, invasive in places that is not in its native range. It will breed with our largemouth bass here in Maryland, and the results are more bass but smaller bass because it's
right.
This
northern strain largemouth that we have is probably the best strain of largemouth that we could ever hope for in this area.
That's right.
And unfortunately, some guys try to play biologists. They'll bring bass back from Florida or Alabama or places where Alabama bass are established, and they don't realize that they're doing harm to our system.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're exactly right.
Yep. So I spoke with Joe Love briefly about that the other day. Joe's working with us on the Big Ass Fish magazine as far as the snakehead information, and very helpful with that. So, but he's also in charge of that project as well, the invasive Alabama bass. And if anybody wants to just use your search engine to see what that is, it's a threat, and it's come pretty close. It's not here yet, but it's certainly it's on the horizon. So.
Yeah, if we don't have enough to deal with snakeheads and blue cats.
The blue cats are the biggest danger,
yeah. But bass fishing's actually been pretty good in the Middle River, Seneca, Gunpowder areas, which I'll be fishing today.
Yeah.
As you're aware, we've had a stocking program that I started about 15 years ago.
That's right.
And it's really taken hold the last few years. We've been able to raise enough money to buy adult bass.
Nice.
Bass that are a pound and a half to 2 pounds.
That's pretty nice.
That Joe Love will tell you that's the best impact you can have on a fishery.
Sure.
Not
sure.
Cheap. Those fish cost us about $24 a piece.
Woo.
But the, you know, the DNR has always stocked fingerlings, and,
right.
you know, 90% of them are ate up in the first 6 months.
Yep.
So these bigger bass are having an impact. I'm getting a lot of great reports from guys saying they're catching more bass than ever before, and that just makes it all worthwhile. It's a lot of work, but
sure.
And we couldn't do it without people donating to the fund. So
that's right. Well, also up on the non-tidal Potomac. Up there in Western Maryland, the smallmouth bass restoration efforts have been extremely successful. You remember the floods years ago, a decade ago, that pretty much wiped out the entire river system up there. Now that the stocking programs have been in effect for a while, the smallmouth are coming back. The walleyes are there. The muskies are there. So they're enjoying a good fishery up there. And the non-tidal Potomac up river, you know, Washington County and beyond. So that's a good thing.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yep,
so,
sure is.
Yes, sir. All right,
my
man.
Friend, well, I just want to call in, give you that good news and say hi. And
right.
I'm about to get up here to the ramp. We're going to have a little club tournament today. And
go enjoy, Scott.
And catch a couple.
All right. Good luck to you. All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah. How are you? Did Lee hang up? Morning, Lee.
Oh, no. Hey, Alan. I'm here.
Okay, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, I had a good talking to you yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun.
About the boys and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear and down in Reedville that they've got a new, I think it's one new boat to their fleet with Omega Protein with the Menhaden issue?
Another new boat?
Apparently it was, they christened it in down in Reedville with the governor there, and I had no idea how much impact this Menhaden fishery is that goes on down there, and how they bought in another, apparently came up from the Mississippi, a new boat, and their allocations are still strong, and, you know,
Omega Protein knows how to play the game.
Yeah,
I mean, they do. They got plenty of money, and
yeah.
they know how to play the money game with the folks in the political circles down there, including the governor, from what I understand.
I'm just amazed at how most of this is all done through Atlantic States Fishery. Assuming these quotas and whatnot. And,
right.
I just always wonder what Maryland's input is as far as, where we stand. I don't go to any of the meetings, but it just amazes me. You know, I see very few Menhaden like I used to.
Well, if you talk to the watermen, the commercial guys, there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
According to those guys. I mean, you have a commercial license, but you don't do the kind of, what do they catch Menhaden? Pound net? Is that a pound net fishery?
The big circle nets, hoop nets, whatever.
No, I'm not talking about Omega. I'm talking about here in the Bay.
Oh, I'm not sure how they.
I think that's a pound net. I think that's a pound net deal with the Menhaden. But
yeah.
the purse seine and the spotter planes, when they spot these big school Menhaden off the coast, and these boats surround this giant school of Menhaden and just scoop them all up and process them. You know, that cannot be good for the environment at all. But, you know, like they say, money talks, you know what else. So.
Yeah. I was just amazed to hear that, you know, another boat came in and the governor was there when they, launched it or whatnot.
That's what I mean. Political influence. I know one of our former fisheries directors here was sat on their board for a while. So
really?
Yep.
Wow.
No question. So
Yeah. So. All right, well I heard it about it, and I just wondered where our stand was in our state with some of the the border wars there going on with the Menhaden. I never hear anything positive of Maryland has to say about it. You know, I hear a lot of complaints from the fishermen and whatnot about the lack of Menhaden, at least in the where I am in the Upper Bay.
So. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
No question. So, well, you know, they're still selling them for bait. I don't know what the watermen or the guys that fish you know LY for bait are paying anymore. I don't know if they're you know the price is up or not. I guess I should check with that. But
it's all a
very capitalistic system. No question about it. So
And again, I was telling you about that fellow with the blue cats, the long liner. I was very a friend of mine. You and I, a mutual friend. You know, we all know. He was out working these long lines with them, and it was amazing the number of fish that they process, and it you know. Considering the devastation these things are having upon our crabs and now he's talking about the white perch and that was another concern. Are they going to be, you know, they go everywhere. Are they going to be a concern with a lot of our other fish throughout the bay?
I have an article coming up. A young man from up in the northeastern part of the state catches blue cats recreationally, and he cuts them open. He's found blue crab, yellow perch, white perch, herring, shad. I mean, they eat anything. They just eat anything. I mean, the major bait for these big blue cats is mud shad. You know, people they'll buy the mud shad and put a half a mud shad on for a 50-pound catfish and, enjoy the fight, you know.
Yeah.
But they are certainly opportunistic. You can catch them on lures. You can catch them on live bait. You can catch them on anything. So.
Wow. What is the
They're top-tier predator. They're not a bottom-feeding type of fish. I mean, they're hunters. So.
Alan, do you have any idea what the reproduction of these things are? I mean, do they spawn? Is it a yearly spawn? Is it, you know, the snakeheads spawn, you know, 3 and 4 times a year?
That's true. The blue cats, I'm not sure. I know they're prolific. I know there's a billion-pound biomass in the Chesapeake watershed right now. quite a big bunch of fish, so.
Yeah. Well, it was good. It's good to see some of our watermen capitalizing upon these things, and these guys and their method of catching them is it just always amazes me how efficiently they can catch you know fish, crabs, and you know other seafood out stuff out of the bay. It's just it blows my mind.
One number that sticks in my mind is that came from the Potomac River was something like 3 million pounds in 1 year. That's a lot of catfish, man. So
yeah. And the state's got like $1 million to spend on buying these things too. So that's another.
Well, the governor filed for federal protection. The entire congressional delegation sent a letter and hope it looks like there's going to be some federal money, and part of that's going to be to supplement the watermen. But what needs to change is the federal law concerning cleaning them. And it's a whole complex thing, but basically it goes like this. 10 years ago, the catfish farmers in the Mississippi Delta, the channel catfish farmers, wanted to keep out any influence, any invasive species, and lobbied their lawmakers to put a provision in the farm bill that any non-native species would have to be inspected by the, not the FDA, but the USDA. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
So a USDA inspector has to be on site anytime these blue catfish are inspected. and that's just very inconvenient. Yeah. And it kept the market down, it kept the price down. So now I understand there's a processing plant on Tillman that meets all the requirements and so forth, and they're just as busy as can be. Their market is already, everything's already pre-sold. No matter how many catfish they get in, it's all sold. So
yeah.
You know,
yep.
So it there's some progress being made.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing going, seeing at least some of our federal money is going to something of usefulness for sure.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Take care. Bye bye. All right, folks. Let's see, Jake on hold. Just hang in there, Jake. We'll get to you here in just a minute. Unfortunately, we've got to take our first break. But fortunately, we have to take our first break. So, all right. So, hey, you know, we talk about backyard billies a lot. And we talk about the same thing a lot because there's so much there that I hit the highlights. You know, when you go in their backyard at Backyard Billies, their backyard has the storage sheds. They've got the gym sets, the tiki bars, they've got the chicken coops, they've got the dog kennels, and everywhere you look in every spare Adirondack chairs. And if you don't know what an Adirondack chair is, it's the flat chair with a real comfortable seat. It's got the flat arms, and they're just very, very comfortable to sit in, and they're very popular. And there's at least 300 of them in stock. There's picnic tables. There's picnic chairs. There's oval picnic tables. There's square picnic tables. There's bars. There's bar stools for outside, all made out of poly and beautiful colors and very well maintained and easy to maintain. And then inside the showroom, you'll see the Big Green Egg. That's a very popular grill smoker. The Kamado Joe and the pellet grill by Traeger that you can control with your phone. You can control the time and temperature. If you want to smoke some ribs, or you want to put a chicken in there to roast, you can control that with your phone. So why not stop by? They've got everything, and of course they're the leading hearth and fireplace dealer in the region as well. Stop by Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. See their website, backyardbillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Oh, the big stuff? Yeah, free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. If you got a beach home and you want some stuff delivered over there, they'll take care of that for you. The phone number, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, right off Route 50, coming from the bridge. It's exit 44 Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They've got some beautiful Browning firearms in there. There's no question. I'll tell you about a couple of them. The folks that like to shoot shotgun sports this time of year, I'm not talking to turkey hunters just yet. I'm talking to the sporting clays, trap, and skeet guys. They carry the Satori in about three different models. The Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I. The Grade 1 is beautiful. The 725 Sporting is a little built more for upland birds and shooting sports and things like that. And then there's a couple of grades higher than that. But it is an over and under shotgun with American walnut stock, beautiful low profile receiver, mechanical trigger, and ported barrels and Invector DS choke tubes. And all of you shotgun sports guys knows what all that means. But that says to me, really nice gun from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. Your full-line Browning dealer. Just off Beltway exit number 9, their phone number 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. 1-800-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, let's talk to Captain Don. Or should I say Chief Don? Which should I say? Oh, Jake and Joppa. I apologize, Don. We got to take Jake and Joppa. Jake, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing there, Alan? I just wanted to mention something about snakeheads. I was at a seafood place, but before that, I wanted to say that I have a pond behind my house, and six little baby ducklings just hatched. Proud siblings of the mom and dad. So this is the time of the year, as you know. Correct.
Yeah,
that's
my,
true.
My daughter has been dodging baby goslings.
Yeah, baby goslings out on. There's a pond right out by their place, and they're back and forth across the road all the time. So yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I get a little worried. Me and my wife, and sometimes we see the hawks and we see the coyotes out back. You know.
Oh yeah.
We were a little worried where she was destined.
Yes,
but anyway,
indeed.
I wanted to mention that I was at a seafood place picking up some crabs, and the guy in there commented to another guy, and he says, wow, they right there, that's one of the top five fishes I've ever tasted. I love them. And I looked over at it, and he was pointing to the snakeheads. They have them all, you know, filleted out. And I'm thinking, wow, and I heard you mention that before.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, the best fish I ever tasted, my brother-in-law brought back from Alaska, was halibut.
That's very good.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you, Alan, what your top five choices or best tasted fish that you've had in your life.
Walleye, number one.
All right.
Flounder's got to be in the top five. I'm not sure if it's number one.
Right.
Haddock. I mean, they're very mild, but I like the texture and the taste of haddock. I'll put snakehead up there. I really will.
Wow.
And yellow perch is the same family as walleye, so I'll go with white perch.
Wow, yeah, I was very interested in how you rated those. I am going to try some snakehead because I have heard you talk about it in the past, you and your caller. And that I wanted to tell you is that me and my wife, we eat crabs a lot, and I've never heard until I listened to your program about McDonough. out there, you know, up the
Whitehall
Road at all.
Yeah.
We decided to go over there because you mentioned that I think all you can eat's too.
Yeah.
So we're going to be going over there probably within a week or two. So thanks to you, we found another crab house that we didn't know existed.
Oh, well, you enjoy it.
You enjoy that place.
Yep, and the Tuesday special is $5 off on the all-you-can-eat crabs.
Oh, I didn't know it was $5 off. Great.
Yeah, yep. So.
Well, I appreciate that, and keep up the good work.
Tell them you heard about it on the radio show. We'd appreciate the mention.
Well, that's the only place I've heard it. So, yeah, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be going.
Gotcha, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Two I'd add to that.
Yeah.
Monkfish and grouper.
Monkfish is good. Grouper's good. I like all those. I mean, I like snapper. I mean, grouper, I'm glad you said grouper because that's – I'll tell you another great fish.
I love grouper.
Cobia. Cobia is –
I've never had it.
Top shelf table fare.
And I don't care how good a fish is, Alan has taught me, if you don't take that dark line out of it, it's going to taste fishy and yucky, okay? I had a super snakehead sub the other day that Alan brought me home. It was great. It was fried snakehead, but they left that black line in it.
Yeah.
Or the dark line.
Mm-hmm.
And it just ruined the whole thing for me.
Yep. Well, we don't want to keep Chief Dawn on hold too long, but I will say this. These consumption advisories and things like that, the more they're saying now that if there are any possible, you know, chemicals in the fish, PCBs or whatever, it's concentrated in the fat. And I will say this again and again, and then the cleaning guidelines are there on the Maryland Department of the Environment. You can see the cleaning guidelines. When you fillet a fish, you see along the fins, there's that little flap of flesh on there that feels different than the flesh. That's fat. Trim that off. Trim any of the belly fat off because that's where the fat is. The other concentration of the fat is the lateral line, that they call it the bloodline, they call it the lateral line, whatever they call it, trim that out of there. It's predominant in striped bass and bluefish and things like that. It actually turns dark when you cook it. That is fat. The lateral line serves as the fish's, almost like their eardrums. I mean, it senses vibration, but it's a fatty tissue. So, yeah, you're going to cut that beautiful fillet in half the long way to cut that lateral line out, but the flavor will be so much better. You will not get that oily flavor. You will not get that fishy flavor. You will get the pure, unadulterated, beautiful taste of a fish. A lot of people don't like fish because it tastes, quote-unquote, fishy.
It's that thing.
It's taste. They're tasting the fat, and that's what it is. So, all right, let's talk to
our fisherman, Don.
Yeah, Chief Don. Good morning. Don, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, you know, since you started calling me Captain Don, some of my friends have been calling me Captain Don, and it's neat. In fact, I've gotten some T-shirts and a sweatshirt, yeah. Captain Don.
I know.
Thank you for that, and to tell you the truth, I'm honored that you call me Captain. Some of my best days in the department. Whereas the captain of Engine 33 up in Northeast Baltimore. Actually, John Travolta in the movie was the captain of Engine 33.
There you go.
He was on that Ladder 49, which, you know, the movie's called Ladder 49.
Right. Yep.
You're just as handsome as he is. Even better.
Oh, yeah. Well, JT and I, you know, it's a run. It's always
and taller.
Well,
and taller. Huh? I was at the awards ceremony the night he showed up after the movie. It was in the audience at the awards, and Kathy, my wife at the time, was a big Travolta fan, and she just wanted to meet him. Of course, there was no getting near him, but we were able to stand in the hallway and watch him walk by. So, you know, she got her glimpse of JT, that's for sure. But that was quite a ceremony. A lot of people were honored that night. So,
well, let me tell you, he was a great guy, and he interacted very well with the firefighters and took that his part in that movie very seriously. He went through training and just a great guy.
Gotcha.
And that whole crew that were in the movie, Ladder 49, they really dug in. They went to training like John did, and hung out in the firehouses and took some runs and all that. So,
nice.
In fact, one of them was involved in a rescue. He's doing a ride along, and we had a high rise fire where actually there was one fatality, but there were some people being rescued, and he actually, I can't remember his name, Tim Guinea. He was an actor, is an actor, and he grabbed one of the residents that was overcome and helped carry him down the steps, and we gave him accommodation.
There Nothing wrong with that. Nothing
yeah,
wrong
that's
with that.
Awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
indeed.
At 5 a.m. this morning, I get a text from one of my fishing buddies, Kenny, not the one you know.
Right.
In fact, I sent you a picture of Kenny Johnson and
yep.
His wife and Kathleen. And they said, we're listening. I said, well, why don't you call and get in the contest? Well, I haven't heard them. Call in, so maybe can I text you?
Oh, yeah.
And get them in the contest?
Yeah, we can do that, sure.
And it's, since I met, and Kenny is a firefighter in the city, he drives Engine 30, and I hope I'm not saying too much about Kenny. But since I've met him several years ago, we've been out fishing. He's been on our boat. We've been on his boat.
Yeah.
We've all, gone out for drinks and stuff like that. Great guy, very knowledgeable, and very passionate about fishing. And it's been a real joy. So hopefully we'll be able to send you some more pictures when we catch these big trophy fish and when we get out crabbing, because he's quite the crabber, too.
Wow. Sounds great, man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Look forward to it.
Yeah. I don't want to take up too much time, but hey, that show that Maryland Public Broadcasting had about those blue cats.
Yes, sir.
Wow, what a program that was!
Oh yeah.
I think you all were recording it.
Yeah, we did. I've been too busy. I've been too busy creating a magazine about them to watch the TV shows.
I'm going to make him watch it when we get off before he goes back to work.
Yeah, I think there's, I don't know, nearly 100 pictures of invasive fish. There's articles about carp. There's articles about snakeheads. There's articles about blue catfish. There's articles about flathead catfish. I have worked with a lot of people over the past couple of months, and some really, really great people within DNR, within Potomac River Fisheries Commission, at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and other places, other sources, and the amount of dedication that our biologists have here in Maryland is unbelievable. And I mean, these catfish are recognized as a tremendous, probably the biggest threat the bay has ever had. So
wow.
As far as live animals is concerned, not weather, not storms, salinities, hurricanes or things like that. But this is a swimming hurricane in the Chesapeake Bay. So, yep.
Well, have you heard anything about a commercial license that's easier to get than the normal commercial licenses just for the blue cats?
I have not, but I will investigate that.
Yeah.
There's actually a commercial bow fishing license for snakeheads that's 15
right.
bucks. So, you can actually bow fish for snakeheads and sell them commercially.
Yeah, and I kind of think that's what this other license is kind of similar to that.
Okay.
But it's focused on
getting, the blue cats.
Yeah, on the blue cats. Yeah.
Okay. We'll check that out. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, and I guess that's about it. But
okay,
thanks again for the program, and we'll be seeing you around.
We appreciate
Sounds
you, buddy.
Great.
Good luck Monday. I think the weather's going to be okay.
It looks like it's getting a little better, but you never know with this weather around here.
Oh man, you're not kidding. So
well,
you're
take
right.
Care.
All right, Don. Have
Everybody
a good one.
Out,
Thank you.
Safe.
All right, buddy. Good to see you. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, Spurry's Tire Service. We like those guys, don't we?
Yep.
Brent, just, he's a superstar in my book, that's for sure. Located right there at the corner of Elliott and Dover Roads. That's just off Route 50 over there, about three blocks from here. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are on the top of the list. Michelin, Yokohama as well, and others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your truck or your car, no matter if it's a big old giant elevated, escalated truck that I can't see over the tires that drive up and down the highways here, or the little Cooper Mini or any of that other stuff. They've got it. Any make, any model, they've got the tires. You got a garden tractor, they got tires. You got a farm tractor, farm equipment, they've got the tires. Got a lawnmower, got a wheelbarrow, they'll take care of you. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, and you know they have 24-hour truck service. And much more, that's kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. I'm running a set of Firestones on my truck right now. Came from Spurry's Tire Service. Stop by with no appointment needed or give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
All right, let's talk to Joe in Perry Hall. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Morning. I was just calling to say that I enjoy your show, and I wanted to get in the contest. So.
Okay.
You got it.
You're easy. You're in. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Have a good weekend. All right. Thanks. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to get in the contest for some fish and tackle from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, you're welcome to do that. We'll be doing that drawing on the last Saturday of May. And some lucky listener will win a nice tackle package from Tackle Box Tim. So there you go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Get in the contest. Jump on in. All you got to do is leave your name and number, first and last name and phone number with Aaron, our producer. Go on the air and just say what that fellow did. That was Joe and Perry Hall. Just say, hey, just want to get in the contest. That's it. So that's all you got to do. Easy peasy. And then you're in the contest. No purchase necessary. You do not have to be present to win. Do we have to say that? I don't think we do. So, but there we are. So, we've talked about a lot of topics today, catfish being one of them, striped bass being another. You know, the trophy season opens on Monday. It's in for 2 weeks, and so we're looking forward to that. The turkey season is in full swing with the spring gobbler season, you know, open. Haven't been out yet. You know, one of these days, I'm going to retire. I keep threatening, don't I, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she doesn't believe me. But,
uh-uh.
Uh-uh. But I will say this, what'll help that is if anybody out there would like to have a great opportunity to own their own business, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine has been for sale for a while. And, you know, it's a daunting business. There's no question about it, but it's fun. If you enjoy hunting, if you enjoy traveling and meeting new people and talking about hunting and that type of thing, give us a call. Give us an email here at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll let you know how you can own that business. And what you're doing is you're investing in a name which has a 12-year history, a good history. Designer comes with that. A domain name comes with that, if you prefer. Just think about that. Right, Robin?
Yep.
I mean, it's been good. It's been good to me for the last 12 years or so. So, but I will admit it's quite a bit of work. And, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. So, but we'd like to just keep going with Maryland Loves Crabs and this new magazine called Big Ass Fish. So check us out. And MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com is the website. Let's see. Who we got? Mason in Easton. Good morning, Mason.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. How about you?
Hey, Mason.
Man, my life is gravy. As long as I do as I'm told.
But how many times do you rebel?
How many times do I what?
Rebel.
Oh, well.
See?
More than I should, but when that hand goes on that hip and that foot gets turned out to the side, the clouds get dark. I'm telling you, I just best do what you're told. Anyway, I inherited a beautiful firearm, and I just wanted to see what your take on it. It was a Savage Arms Corporation made in Springfield, Mass., and it's a Savage 24J-DL, and it's a 20-gauge on the bottom and a 22 long on the top. It's like it's over-under, and it breaks like a old double-barrel shotgun.
Yep.
I was wondering it's absolutely perfect.
But
I just wonder, why would they make such a combination of a 20-gauge with a 22?
It was built back in the 60s and 70s as like the ultimate small game rifle. You know, you could shoot a squirrel with it, you know, or you could shoot a rabbit on the run. You could shoot a bird with it. You could shoot a turkey with it. I mean, it just a versatile.
I'm sorry,
a lot of people.
There.
a lot of people like to own that firearm with that versatility, with the versatility of a rifle and a shotgun for small game.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what my take was on small game and stuff. It was made back in the 50s. I think we're talking about 57. It does not have a serial number on it. And from what I understand, you had to have a serial number after 68, something like that.
Not sure about that. So.
And then the other one is actually a beautiful, pristine. It's a Revelation 120 made by Western Auto.
Yes, sir.
And it's a caliber 22 long rifle. But anyway,
right.
it's beautiful. It's just, this fellow just has taken excellent care of him and stuff. He says, I'm too old. And he says, you can have him. I said, well, just beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, enter the contest and love the show. And you guys take care. I'm glad you're over here in Easton. Wonderful over here, isn't it?
I like it. Yep, no question. Thanks, Mason.
It.
Hey, it's better than being in Baltimore County off Liberty Road, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. All right, take care, folks.
See you, buddy.
Have
Thanks,
a super
Mason.
Day.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Mason. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. There's Debbie in Pasadena. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Good, good. Hey, I'm a first-time listener this morning. My husband and I are listening to your show. With
great.
Robin, it's great. I just thought if I could call in and enter him in the contest, that would be wonderful.
Sure.
You got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well,
did you leave your name? Did you leave your name and number with Eric?
I did. Thank you for asking.
Then you're golden. There you
Thank
go.
Thank you. Great
you
show. Thank you. Have a good day.
You do
good
the same.
Luck.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, they're ready to take you fishing. That's right. I mean, for you to take them fishing. Or, anyway, if you're going fishing, stop by and get yourself some fresh line on your reel. Get some live bait, some minnows. They got the bull minnows. They got the big old, big salty minnows for big fish, big fish if you want. Rod and reel combinations, the St. Croix rods. They've got frozen bait. They've got crab traps, crab supplies, crabbing. Everything you need, bait for crabs as well, trot lines, baskets, lids, you name it. Clyde Sports Shop is ready. Your full-line sporting goods store. They got firearms and ammunition. They're a full-line Browning dealer. I mean, it's just an all-round sporting goods store that's been there since 1957. Great folks at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit. Number 9. Website is ClydeSports.com. Why not? Great to have them as a sponsor, a longtime sponsor. Let me tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time. I'm going to talk about their hearth and fireplace services. We bought our Enviro EX 35 gas fireplace insert at Backyard Billy's, and we're glad we did. Anybody who deals with them, they will do the installation of any fireplace insert. They helped us with the masonry work. They did the chimney work for us as well, and just great people to deal with. Now, if you prefer a pellet system for your primary or secondary heat, Enviro makes pellet inserts. They also make freestanding pellet stoves. A company called Regency makes a wood fireplace insert. Or a freestanding wood fireplace. So they've got it all right there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's right in the, if you look at the front door, it's in the left side there. I call that the hot shop or the fire shop or whatever you want to call it. That's where the barbecue grills are. The Traeger, the Big Green Egg, and the Kamado Joes are back there. And all that fireplace stuff is back on that side. And I'll tell you something. Robin will back me up on this.
Uh-huh.
Their service and their personalities and their, you know, the way they deal with you when you walk in is just professional. It's friendly. It's what caused us to pick Backyard Billy's. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes,
you really are.
Yes, indeed. Visit BackyardBillys.com. You'll be amazed at everything they have. The Hearth America Facebook page is out there, too, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's.
I was talking about Pride.
Yeah.
Backyard Billy still has Pride.
Pride, yes, that's true. then they take care of their customers. That's
sorry
for sure.
About that. I wanted to add that.
Well, it's hard. It's a hard thing to find these days, but they've got it right there. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is a fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, let's go.